Good morning. It's past week's daf. It's daf Ayin Dalid in the 10th parak Maseches Nidorim. The Mishnah starts on the top of daf Ayin Dalid. Shmes Yovim. The sugya over here is discussing if and when a Yovim has a schus to be made for Nidre Yivimtai. It's not the Mishnah, there's three sheets in the Mishnah. Shemes Yovim, Ben Yovim Mechel, Ben Lishne Yovim, Lazar Mi Yovim. Blessed says that Yovim will see in the proper conditions, but Yovim could be Mefer, Nidre Yivimtoi, and this applies whether there's one Yovim or there are multiple Yovim that she falls to. That's what it means. Shemes Yovim, Ben Yovim Mechon, Ben Yovim, 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 Yovim. Alright, we'll see the model discuss the conditions and even what the Yovim means. One thing that it's Mehu in the Gemara, that the Yovim is referring to, is only one of the other Yovim. It's not when she falls to two Yovim, they both don't have the kayak to be made for. But also talks about the yofer means that is he made for by himself like that of an asua or yofer would mean only b'shutfis the av. Rabbi Shua is machalik, makes a difference how many yavamim she's falling to. The din that a yofer can be made for is only if she falls to one Yavam, she falls to more than one Yavam, then he argues on Rebbe Lezer, and even with the conditions, Rebbe Lezer will see the Yavam can't be made from. Rebbe Kiva Melelech Lushnayim, Kiva Shita is that even if she falls to one Yavam, which the two Tanoim till now agreed, that there is a Din Hafar if she falls to one Yavam. Shekh Rabbi Kiva, a Yovim has no din hafor b'chlau. Now the Mishnah continues, and the Tanoim express what's behind where they're coming from. Omar Abelezer, is the first sheet of the Mishnah. He's one who says that you can be made from Bein Liyov Mechbal and Bein Lishnayim. Blaise has a kavuchomer, a limut. He says, "Ma im isha shekano hu laatzmoi, harei hu meif nidoreho. Isha shekano hu laatzmoi." Now that refers to an orus definitely has a din hafara, whether we're referring that he's referring to this, but an orus has a din hafara b'shutfus ha'av. A nesua has a din by himself. This is an isha shekano hu la'atzmoi. That means that he had no kesher b'chlal to this isha before. And he was the one who had to initiate the kesher, the connection between the two, and nevertheless that he's able to accomplish a kesher which will give him a din to be mefer is isha shehikolem na shemayim ain din sheyofen nidoreo a yevoma then it's hikolem na shemayim that she's mekosher to him even before he does anything now. I mean, this, what he's referring to, Kipshute, we'll see. I mean, in after the Gemara, we'll have to explain it further. But let's say at this point, the Isha Shiklon Shamayim, the Kniya Min HaShamayim that he's referring to, is what it refers to the concept of Zika. So let's just speak through just some Yevamistika concepts as follows. I mean, the Ika Pasha of Yivam is when someone's married, ben ein loy, the halacha is that if he dies without any children, so there's a din yibum that his brother, it's mutlan him, the brothers, kalush ba'achim. Now the din of the Torah tells us that there's a choice. There's one of two things which could be done at his point. Or yibum or chlitza. Yibum is a kinyan that makes it ishtoi, and that primarily is done, like Mishnah Kedushin says, Yivomis Nixon Bibiya. Or a chalitza. What the chalitza is similar, in a certain sense, like that of a get. And the chalitza would indicate that there is some kind of connection that he's breaking. There is a lav in the Torah of Yivom Lashuk, that Yivom is also that also indicates that there is a connection between her and the Yavam. And before anything is done, that connection is the source of the Issa, that she's also to anyone else. So there definitely is what is referred to as Zika. She's Zokuk Liyibim, the fact that she's Oymid Hamitim, that in itself is a certain level of a connection.
You mean to say he breaks the connection?
Yeah.
Is he actually does something to break the connection?
Oh, I mean, you're referring in the chalitza? Who's doing the action in the chalitza?
I guess that's what I was asking.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just the action. I mean, who's it? And can you say, can he refuse to do a chalitza? She wants to do a chalitza. I mean, he can force her to do a yibum. That's true, I guess. Or karcha.
Yeah, I mean, chalitza also. It's up to him. He doesn't. She can't. She can't force him to do a yibum. And if he wants, he could do a chalitza. That's really it's up to him. It's referred to as he's being chaylitz, right? Even though in action, right? And also in the lashon of the Mishnayis, right? That he's chaylitz. Even though in action, you're right. I mean, it's really she's actually doing the chalitza, right? the actions in it. But the accomplishment in that is related to him. So what we're saying over here is definitely there is a deraisadika concept of a zika. Now, the sugism in Mesach's Kedushin and Tnechas Yivomis, primarily over there, are talking about, as a result of zika, whether it creates Isuri Arais. Etc. Right, that's what the sugis are talking about. The fact that shizokuk that will memela make that the yovam is also to the craving of the yavama and vice versa. And bemsin that primarily is an isadrabonum. Right, that's what's happening in the sugya over there. Right, based on the connection, where the Chazal gave, considered it as issues that could make Yisur arise. The sugya by us over here, we're talking about Hafaras and Mislecha Din Deraisa being Matan Nedarim. So this is a Din Deraisa. And therefore the concept of zika that we're talking about over here, we'll see, is a derech zedika concept. We'll explain that a little further, right, why this is the rice and that's drabonon. And we'll see that the Beis Shammai does really has a derech zedika ramification. It's a derech zedika halacha. Akoponim, now the Gemara over here by us, just like this, is that Rabbi Lezmen Akav Choymer to explain why the connection, right? This is, we're saying this all just to explain what this isha shehiklam in hashemayim is. Shehiklam in hashemayim, that is the connection referred to as zika. That's the connection that we see, which creates this yivam l'shuk, which is the deraisa dika lav. That's what requires chalitza. That's the deraisa dika concept. That the zikr is a connection. And Rebbe Lezer is making a kavul chomer. And through his kavul chomer, he sees that this connection is one which could be the cause of a schus to be made for nedarim. And he's making a kavul chomer. And the base of his kavul chomer is making a difference between a intrinsic connection and a non-intrinsic connection. I'm not sure what the English word in that is. It's referred to as a dover mikri. You have something which is intrinsic, and then you have something which happens to be here, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, and therefore it's not intrinsic. Meaning to say that from the fact that even if he doesn't do anything, she's zokok to him, that's an indication on the type of connection, that's something which is intrinsic. Whereas any marriage that a person has to go about and make it, and there's nothing there beforehand. Now Rebbe Lezer is making a kavul chomer which really needs beer. Why that should be, but what he's coming to say is, he seems to be assuming that an intrinsic connection should the type of connection, the eichus, the quality of that connection should be as good, if not better, than that of a connection which is not intrinsic, which you have to go make yourself. And therefore he's saying that, well, if you see that Kapol Meirisin definitely gives dinim in Aforis and Dorim, and soon, for that matter, these are connections which had to have been made, they're not there by themselves, is definitely a connection which doesn't even require the Yavam to do it. It's there, and there's an intrinsic connection there, that definitely that should have that should give him the right to be Mefer. That means that, I mean, true that it's intrinsic, but probably we would have wanted to know that. I mean, does that follow that therefore, you know, the power of that or how strong that connection is? You know, maybe you know, if the connection that you make, that's a stronger connection. So that is a mokum l'chor l'fakfek. One could question why that should follow. But akopanim, but the more this Rebbe Lezer is working with such a premise that it should be like that. We'll see in the Hemshech HaMishnah that there definitely are differences which indicate that the connection of Erisin definitely is stronger. And he knows that, and nevertheless, he's saying what he's saying. So we'll have to see why that's so. Like the Rebbe Kriv says in Seif HaMishnah Legabi B'chiv Skila, right? That chiluk. Back upon him. But this is the kavul chomer. This is the basis of the kavul chomer that he's making. That the connection of zika should have in it the ability to be made for no less than that of a kinyan that he would make himself. And this lucha oida is, we'll have to come make the cheshbonis, but lucha oida, this is explaining Reb Lezer shita ben liyav mecha ben l'shnei yavamin, and by beis yavamin it's the isha shiklam nashamayim. And if his kavah chomer is that an isha shiklam nashamayim, which we're explaining what that means, an intrinsic connection is as good, if not better, than a connection that he makes himself. So that's why it's lisenis that beis yivam, even by beis yivam, there should be a din haforu. Now at this point, you know, one maybe could think that okay, you know, so then maybe even if you have two yivam, let them, you know, each one should have the din haforu, because each one, you know, the concept of the ish shiklan shemaim exists by each one. at this point, right? And maybe without, you know, before we see the Gemara, maybe that's maybe what we would have said, right? You know, at this point, there's no reason to think otherwise. So let's follow through, right? So at this point, Nochanami, right? Only because we know the Gemara later on, we know that only one's being made for. But at this point, if it's based on the Ishiklem and Hashemayim, then theoretically it could really apply to both. Now let's see the Hemshech HaMishnah. So often, Omla Rabbi Kiva Loi. Rabbi Kiva comes to say that it's not so. There's a difference between the two. Granted that it's Ishiklem and Hashemayim, but there is a reason why the connection is definitely weaker. Rabbi Kiva says that, I mean, I have a reason to say that the kesher, the connection of Zika is definitely weaker than that of the king that he makes himself. And the difference to that is, and the indication of that, the proof of that is the fact that Zika allows for more than one person to be connected to this Isha. If there's more than one brother, then they're both Mekusher. Now the mere fact that there are two people in this connection is an indication that the connection is weak. Because a strong connection wouldn't allow a third party into it. So by kedushin, she's miyuchet to him. Right? That's what kedushin is. Right? That she's miyuchedes to him. So hayes that by yibam the zika allows for more than one person to be connected to the zisha. That in itself is indication that the connection is a weaker connection, and therefore it doesn't. Does not have to have, and maybe on the contrary, that's the reason why it doesn't have a power to be made from. It's a weak connection.
And the Chora really is, it doesn't disagree. The Machlokas is not in that Nakuda, is it?
Right. No, right. The fact is a fact, right? Right? He seems to feel that nevertheless, right? Hagam, that there is someone else over here, right? That's what we'll see. We have to come around to the Gemara, because the truth is the Gemara really discusses, right, his shita of Beis Yivam, right? So it's not just so simple, right? And that's part of we have to connect how the Gemara understands things, put it back into the conversation in the Mishnah, right? But at this point, you know, before we know the Gemara, so we're just working with what the Mishnah says, right? That's what we would say. Now, one
thing I didn't see this discussed. Yeah. How would it be if there were two women, like two women to one yavam, right? On the one hand, or even just to highlight that possibility, so as we go through the sugya to see how that should apply to the different pieces of logic.
Uh-huh. Okay, I mean, just to put out there, I mean, a person could have many wives, right?
Uh-huh.
So right, and you know that doesn't affect his ability to be mefer, right? So working that way, right?
He can't marry both of these two women.
What?
But he can't marry both of these two women.
Right.
Two yevamos. Okay.
Right. Well, he can only be mekibum to one of them. You might say, nevertheless, they're both, since they're both possible, they're both al des vayla, or maybe not. But,
Okay. Now I hear what you want. Okay. So after we finish over here, we'll have to discuss that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could they both sue for mizonos? And do anything. He's waiting. It's the two yavamos. They need to eat. They both go to Beis Din.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see. That's a good point. That's a good point, Taco. So let's see. Is Rabbi Kiva Shita in the Mishnah? Is he holds that you can't be that a yavam can never be made for not to one and not to two. Now, again, at this point, right before we see the next line in the Mishnah, we probably could have understood, and maybe even after the next line in the Mishnah, at least my question, that Rabbi Kiva says that it's bar even it's yesh lacherim bo rishus, right? So that of course plays out by more than one yavam, but is that an indication on the nature of Zika in general? That means that could that tell me that Zika in general is a weaker thing, because you see that if there's more than one yavam, right, you know, the Zika is chal by both. So even when there is only one yavam, but you know, Zika, right? You know, it doesn't get any stronger. It's not elastic. Right? Maybe that's what you could have thought, right? And therefore, you know, learning this line in the Mishnah, you know, I would have said that Rabbi Kiva is explaining for all situations. Now, when we come to read the next line in the Mishnah, we have a little awakening. On the Bishua, Kiva Torecha B'Shnei Yavam, Ma'atameshe V'al Yavam Echad. On that, Rabbi Shua says that, okay, Kiva, you have a good taina. You know, I agree with you maybe partially, right? Because Rabbi Shua's shita is that you can be made for, you can't make for two yavam, but for one you can. And Rabbi Shua says that what you said now only applies to two yavam. Yesh lachem reshuzba, but one yavam, not. So it would seem to be from over here that what Rabbi Shua is saying is that the Zika, how the Zika presents itself, taka could be different. And the strength of the Zika has to do with how many Yavam there are. And it's Yitochin that if there's only one Yavam, so then the Zika will present itself in a stronger kesher between the two. And maybe that Zika will be able to give him the kesher mefer. Granted, if there are two, from the fact that there are two people over here, so the Zika is not being miyachid. It's not as strong because it's not miyuchid just to one of the achim. That's why it's over there. Right? So this Gemara would seem to be saying that the Zika itself is elastic. Right? That's what it means. That, you know, depending on you know how it is, you know, if you have a lot of things in the bundle, then you know you can't pull that, you can't pull the knot that strong. But you know, if you have lesser, you know, you pull it tighter, and that's what it would seem like, and that is what a bishu is tightening. So, akoponim, this might be the basis of shitas of Yeshua. That Rabbi Shua holds that the Yavam Echav Lulushen Yavam. That's what he's saying. You know, he's saying, Rabbi Kiva, you're saying good. I agree with you with what you're saying concerning two. That's why two can't be Mefer. But what you're saying does not apply to one. And Grad Hishita is that one you could be Mefer. Now, so we're being Mechav between one and two. But that still doesn't necessarily mean that one has the ability to be mefer. Right? So in Rabbi Shua, at this point, is he relying on Rabbi Lezer's kal v'chomer, you know, for the one, and that's what a shita is based on, and he just agrees with Rabbi Kiva that the kal v'chomer can't help for two. Right? That might have been the cheshbon over here. I mean, that's definitely what he's saying, right? He's saying that your time, Rabbi Kiva's time to Rabbi Lezer, and he's saying that no one could be mefer, and the kavchem doesn't help, and I'm showing you why not. And that Rabbi Shua is saying is that only talks to two yavam, but what you're saying doesn't apply to one, and therefore, you know, as far as Rabbi Lezer is concerned, right? You know, maybe he has a basis to say concerning one. So that might be what Rabbi Yeshua himself holds. He agrees with Rabbi Lezer's kal v'chomer akoponim by one yavam. Zokt Mishnah Omar Loi. So Rabbi Kiva tells him a second thing. Ein hayivom gemur liyavom kishem sharuso gemur liyishu. Kiva says that the connection, the kniyum, is not the same. That there's a gemar, there's a completion to the kesher between the arusa and the orus, which that you don't have by that of a yavoma, which is very unclear, very ambiguous over here. Like, oh, so, but that's one note. I mean, that's the shaila over here. So what's he saying? Now, I mean, the Gemara tells us what it means. I think myself in the Pshatova needs a little bit explanation. When we get there, maybe if we get there, we'll see that. I'll just speak out, but I don't want to go into it right now. I mean, the Mashmoyis HaGemara sounds like that. In the Braisa, we didn't know what it meant. Right? After you said Pshat in the Braisa, then the Gemara says, Amar Rashi Dekenami. Oh, I see that in the Mishnah, right? Like, you see any clearer in the Mishnah what the difference is more than the Braisa itself? And both seem to be just, you know, referring to something which is an unknown. The Gemara explains that, you know, that it refers to the Oynish, that if someone is Mizana with her, that's the Oynish is an indication that the connection is a different connection. Okay, so that's, you know, in the Gemara itself, I just meant to be more why the Gemara, in the Gemara it sounds like that our Mishnah has more of a mashmois, exactly what we're referring to, than the Brayis itself. Right? I wasn't so clear what that was.
What is mashmois than the Brayis itself? Sorry.
The Gemara, right? Remember the Gemara at the end of the Sugya, right? The Gemara wants to know in the Brayis says, ukishar dvorim kainidorim. Right? Just like concerning other things, that there's a difference between an arusa and the yavama, so too, that difference will also be concerning hafaras nidorim.
Gabi skila and such.
Right. Now the Gemara, wants to know, what is that, right? Ma'ikishar dvorim ke nidorim. What is it? So Ravo offers, right, that it refers to skila. Our Mishnah also says like that, right? It would sound like he's saying that in our Mishnah we have a mashmois to what Rava is saying, and that's what I was being ma'ir, that I don't see what in learning our Mishnah, I don't see any stronger indication of a reference to skila.
Well, without the Gemara's information, I mean, Rabbi Akiva's for sure now directly contradicting Rabbi Eliezer, right? He made a kal vachomer that Hikam Mishmaim should be at least as good as you know, the Kol Atzmo.
Mm-hmm.
And Rabbi Akiva's saying, if I cared, it's less.
Right, definitely saying. Now, do we know in what way it's less? That's what we want.
Not necessarily. Yeah. But now he's making a direct contradiction. Now, is this talk of the machlokas? I mean, really, Eliezer wouldn't agree that. I mean, now, if you're just at this point in the Mishnah, okay, they seem to have a machlokas. One says one stronger, the other says the other stronger. Okay, and that's just a machlokas. They just disagree. And Rabbi Eliezer's motive, but when the Gemara explains Rabbi Akiva's reasoning by skila, certainly Rabbi Eliezer's motive to that din, right? So is he motive to him, or he just holds that's not important?
So in order to deal with the Shia, we really have to see the Gemara to know what are the conditions of Rabbi Eliezer's din. What is it? So the truth of the matter, let me just think for a second. The Gemara really is talking about two yavamim. Maybe you're really right. As far as one yavam, okay. So we'll even have to know that in Rav Yeshua for that matter.
Taka.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Let's see how the Gemara talks. Okay. So we just learned the Mishnah, right? And this is what we would have seen things as far as the Mishnah is concerned. Now, Zok the Gemara, concerning the Machlokes, the Gemara tells us as follows. The Gemara understands two of the Tanoim, and the Gemara has a difficulty understanding Reb Lezer Shita. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva Sovar Ein Zikr, Rabbi Yeshua Sovar Yeish Zikr. Zok the Gemara as follows. I understand what's behind Rabbi Kiva. Kiva Sovar Ein Zikr. Ein Zikr. And Rabbi Yeshua holds Yeish Zikr. So what does Ein Zikr and Yeish Zikr mean? So already in Yevamos we had this terminology, and like we just mentioned before, that of course the Kulei Alma, the concept of Zika exists. There is such thing on a Daraisa Dika level. The question is that how does that translate? The fact that there is a connection between the Yovan and the Yoma, what is the nature of this connection, and what kind of dinim does it, and could it affect? So now let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Bishlam Rabbi Kibuk Stavay and Zika. Shahayivom is Kukul Yovam. This, that, right? Again, it's a given that Yovam is Zokum to the Yovam. That connection, Loyalimba Ke'erisin, that connection is not strong, does not have the strength of the connection of Erisin. That, and therefore it can't be Meifim. Whatever that connection is, but it does not reach the level of Erisin, and therefore it doesn't give him any hafora power at all. Not even Bishutfis. Now, based on the Mishnah, that would be coming from Rabbi Kiva says what he says by two Yavamin, what he says by one Yavam he talks about, like, you know, what the Gemara says is that the Einish is an indication of the Kesher, that Narusa, she has the Nava of an Eshesish, which is Mechayev Misa, someone that's Mizana with her. Masha'en Keni Yivama L'shuk, there is no Chiv Misa at all. It's a Lav. So that's an indication on the connection. Ein Zika, right? Which means the Hagamet that she's Zok to him, but Lo Yalimu. Right, the strength of that connection is not something which is comparable to that of an arusa, and this that an oris has the koyach to be made for is only because of the strength of the connection, and which is indicated by the einish, by Yivam Lashuk, the einish over there indicates that the connection is a much weaker connection, and therefore there's no basis that connection should give a din to be made for. That's what the Ein Zika means in this context. Now the Gemara says Rabbi Shua holds Yesh Zika. Zok the Ran. Rabbi Shua Ksavar Yesh Zika. The Adrab. On the contrary. That means that as Ran will continue at this point in the Gemara, and it's, you know, possible to add in the Gemara, even Maskono, L'choyra, that I mean, not only is the Zika less than an erisin, but it's possible that it's even stronger than an erisin. Zok deran, Mishul Sava Yeshik Dadrab. On the contrary, Alima Tvei Meirisin. It's stronger than that of an erisin. Tavi Kiknusa. It's more, it's comparable to that of an Asur. Mishim Hochi Yavam Luchude. And that's why a Yavam can be made by himself. The Hashta Hochi Kosaka Taita. That Zok deran, that it's mevuyer from the Gemara on Omer Beis, that the Gemara at this point is assuming that the Yofra means that the Hafora is in his hands. It's all the Yofra is mefer by himself. That's what the Gemara at this point thinks, and therefore, if it's based on Yesh Zika, so that means that the Kesha, the connection that is created by Zika, is such that it's greater than that of Erisin, it's comparable to that of a Knusa, of a Nesua, that the halacha is that the Yavar is made for by himself.
Would there be other Nafkaminas? that it's like a kanusa and not like an arusa? Share kasusa ona, but it's been, Bukhari wouldn't say that.
Right.
Arusa is before chuppah.
Yeah.
And kanusa is after.
Oh. It's nesua, right?
Living nesua. Together, nesua.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right, so that definitely is a point that, you know, the knusa concerning other things, you know, what else is there, you know, even isura rais, you don't have, right? Isura rais, right? If you, like I mentioned before, if you hold yeshzika concerning the dina rais, it's all drabonon. It's called Rabbonon, which maybe it's good just to speak out over here. Maybe this Akopon will give us a little bit of direction. I don't know if it's going to answer your question, but it'll give us the direction. Dahainu Azoi, that, you know, the Gemara over here says Yesh Zika, which the Gemara is understanding that the Zika that is created, the Ishe Hiklamin Hashemayim, that when he dies, that there's a connection between the two. That is kiknusa. That is kiknusa, which maybe we'll discuss about that. You know, is there a difference between if her original husband was only an arusa or nesua, it shouldn't be better than what he had, right? When he was, right? So this din knusa, right? The muskarishin, even muskosheni, I think, you know, should only be if akopana, if the first husband was takakoyin as her, right? It's hard to say that his connection should be greater than that of the original husband. Okay, but I don't want to go into that right now.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Let's just, all right. Akoponim. So what we just want to point out is like this, is that Rabbi Shua Shita, Yesh Zika, is telling us that Midaraisa, the connection is Kiknusa, and that's why the Dine Haforas Ndorim that the Parsha gave to Anesua apply here. Now, I mean, how Rabbi Shua knew this? I don't know, right? Maybe it's coming from that Rabbi Blessed Kal Vachomer Ishit Min Hashemayim. I'm not sure exactly where this came from, right? You know, you hold Yesh Zika. What makes you hold this? How'd you get there, right? Hakoponim. But what we're going to point out is this point. Right, it's an important point that you see in this sugya that Yesh Zika is a deraisadika concept which is giving a din haforo, right? Which is a deraisadika thing to nullify another. I mean, that's you're mizmati yisurin here, yisurin deraisum. Now, in the sugya in Yevomus, I mean, the ikar nidden over there is a shaila of an isa drabonon.
Excuse me, how do we know that Zika is a deraisa?
The concept of Zika is a deraisa. We explained before that you see from the idea of chalitza, for example, that chalitza is severing a bond. That's what chalitza is. We see that, and really part of the same idea, that a yevoma is also l'shuk, right? Also l'shuk. The understanding of that l'chayre is because of the bond that's between the yavam and the yavama. That's what causes the issa l'shuk. And chalitza is to break that bond, and which will allow her to be meteris l'shuk. So that's where we see that there's the concept of zika exists midaraisa. That's the more it refers to the Isha Shiklam and Hashemayim. That's that bond which is there even without doing anything. Now the sugya over here is discussing that what lies within that bond, what's the strength of that bond, and therefore what dinim are a result of that bond. So Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says, holds yesh zika. That means that bond is that of the nature of nisuin kiknusa, and that's why he could give him dinim to be mefer by himself, the nedarim of the Yavama. Now we're raising this question that the Chayim talk about, that in the sugyas in Meseches Yavamas, which is really talking about the Isui Arayis, for example, if Yavama falls to Yavam, if and why he might be also to her sister, because Achay Ziku Kosei, it's the sister, someone who's Zokok, who's connected to him with Zika, that's all Isur and Rabbanon over there. So how did it come to be that when we come to talk about this Zika, it's a Daraisa Dika idea? And what the Chayim say is as follows. And I'm just going to bring out this idea like this. Is that there is something called like a Kinyana Ishus, right? Ishu Niknis, right? That's a connection, a kniya, right? We'll use the word ownership loosely, right? That's mitzad issues, right? The connection is an issues dik, a connection. Lidach ki, so you find that an av has dinim on bitoy, right? Included in those dinim is haforas nidorim. That's not an issues. That's a halacha that she's connected to him. She's b'shusay. That's not an issues dik, a concept. From the fact that you see that an av could be mefer, that might suggest that I don't need ishus in order to be mefer. She has to be b'shusay, but it doesn't have to be ishus. Now, maybe we would have thought that when you're talking about two people, you know, an ish for isha, the connection is all ishus. Maybe that's what we might have thought, but now maybe we could think maybe a little broader, and think that maybe there's a connection taka which is issues, but there's also a connection which is not necessarily issues. It's halacha of she's b'shusa, she's connected to him, she's connected to him, but it's not necessarily an issues dika nature, and that will be the chiluk over here, that the connection that a Yavam has to a Yavama, as far as the level of Ishus, is definitely not something which, according to, you know, most Tanoim, right, is not going to create Yisra Arayis, because Arayis comes from Ishus. That's the, if there's an Ishus Dika connection, right, maybe we'll use the marriage connection, right, with the nature of a marriage of Ishus, that's what creates Isuri Arayis. But the din of Hafaris and Dorim doesn't need Ishus, and like you see from the fact that an Av is made for Nidre Bitoy. Right? So Rabbi Yeshua is saying that the connection of Zika that he's discussing is not beside the Ishus of it. There's a connection over there, Isha Hiklem Neshamayim, but it's Takanat Ishus. It can't make Yisuri arise, but there is a connection over here. Now, this what we have to think a little bit about this is what bothers me a little bit. But Muskulishin is that, I mean, there's the Isli Yivam Lashuk, like we're saying, right? I mean, Yivam Lashuk, you know, should be issues. Should have been issues. Right now, maybe we have to think a little. You know, change our outlook on that. Right, but pashas, it's inside issues. Right, I mean, it's not. It doesn't. Right. Definitely, there's no. No yisurim. You know, mitzad av lebita. You know, the violence that nav has lebita is not going to create. You know, an issue. Any kind of Yisurim in that. Akoponim, but this is the mahalach that the Achronim talk about, that the mechalik, that the din arayis that the sugya in Yevamos is talking about, that needs to come from ishus. That we definitely don't have. You don't have ishus on a level of ishus which you could create isui arayis. Haforas Nedarim doesn't need ishus. Haforas Nedarim just needs kniya, and that kniya is the machalik that we have in our sugya over here. Right? And that kniya is we're referencing it to, you know, to Eris and Nisuin, but it's not mitzad the issues of it, right? Okay, so that's, you know, one thing, something has to be contemplated about. That just gives a bit of a direction, just, you know, how these two sugyas work. Mm. Now, Nochmo, so all Gemara says over here that Yeshua holds yesh zikum. And because of the Yesh Zika, that's the basis why there could be Haforas Nedarim. And you know, that therefore might be the answer that the chilik of the Oynish, that someone that is Mizana with her, is not an indication over here, because, you know, this is not issues. We're not looking at for issues over here. Issues, you know, you don't have issues over here. Right? There's no Yisuya Raya's over here. This is a connection, and therefore this connection, granted, like we're saying, you know, it creates the Issi Yivam Lashuk, but it's not issues, which therefore the Choymer of the Znus should be one which should be Roy and Afra Chiv Misa. Right?
That kind of thing.
It's love. That's what it is. Right? Chiv Malkus. Now, Rabbi Shua's shita is that liyavam echad and not l'shnei yevamim. Now, when we learned the Mishnah before, right, Rabbi Kiva was arguing on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Kiva said that, you know, babez yevamim, it's yesh lachem reshuzba. That indicates a weaker kesher. On that, Rabbi Shua had said that, okay, I agree with you, you know, by two, but what do you say by one? Right? So, if we needed to explain Rabbi Shua Shita, it would seem that Rabbi Shua is saying that there's a difference between one yavam and two yavamim. The degree, the strength of the kasher, right? That's what I would have thought, you know, coming off the Mishnah. Now the Gemara at this point doesn't really talk about the chiluk between one and two, and, you know, I would have followed on like that. Now in Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara makes a mention, right? And we'll see whether it has any bearing on Shitas Rabbi Shua. The Gemara is on its way to ask a question on a blazer sheet. That's the Bishloma, right? Whenever there's a Bishloma, you know what's in store, right? You know, we're saying, I understand this, I understand that, but that I don't understand, right? That's where the Gemara is heading. So the Bishloma is saying, I understand the Bikim Shita, I understand the Bishua Shita, but a blazer I don't understand. So the Gemara, El Rezer, my timing. Iyesh Zika, Embrera. What the Gemara is saying is that, true, he might hold Yesh Zika like a Bishua, but Embrera. Ein Breira. So Ein Breira is a reason why it shouldn't work by two Yavam. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Mm. Now, what is this Ein Breira? Right? How is Breira relevant to us over here? So the Ran explains as follows. And as a matter of fact, the Ran really understands this, that's what I was alluding to before, as the basis of Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Now, so the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is asking that, you know, you hold Yesh Zika, but Ein Breira, right? Which we'll see what that means in a minute, but where Ein Breira takes us is Ein Breira is a reason why that by Beis Yevamin, there's no way that the Zika is going to help you. Right? That's what the Gemara means to say. Right? So like we mentioned, the Gemara doesn't mention clearly Ein Breira and Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, right? But the Gemara says in Rebbe Lezer's of the Gemara, even if he were to hold Yesh Zika, but Yesh Zika can't help me by Beis Yivamim because of Ein Breira. Now, if you look in the Ran talks as if the Ein Breira is Rebbe Yeshua Shita, is the basis of Rebbe Yeshua. Zok the Ran, Rebbe Yeshua Sava Yesh Zika. I mentioned that those first few lines. Zok the Ran in Rebbe Yeshua Shita Miu Ein Breira. Miu Ein Breira. However,
wait, where's the Ran?
In Divya Mas Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua Sava Yesh Zika.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
You have that? Right? So we saw the first few lines before. Rebbe Yeshua holds Yesh Zika, which means he's arguing on Rebbe Akiva holds Ein Zika. And Rebbe Yeshua says Yesh Zika. Yesh Zika means that the strength of the connection that Zika creates has in it an alimus, has in it a strength. Not only does it have the strength of an erisin, but it even has the strength of an isuin, and that's why it gives the Yavam a din to be made for by himself. Now, we're up to the word mihu, right? This is like the fourth line there, mihu.
Yeah.
Mihu ein breira. However, ein breira. Now, why is the Ran telling this? Why is it relevant? The Ran continues, the hecha, the shnei yavamin, ein breira lamihi zukuka ulami tili isha. Zok the Ran that Rabbi Shua holds that only when she falls to one yavam, the yavam can be made, not two. When she falls to two, there's no dinafar at all. What's the reason for that? So the Ran is saying that when the Gemara mentions Ein Breira, that really is the basis of Rabbi Shua Shita. Ein Breira. What does it mean? Ein Breira means Ein Breira l'mihi zkuka ulmiti elisha. It's not clear to us to who is she zokuk ulmi tiye l'isha. The Ran would seem to be saying something new over here. That Zika, till now we thought that she's up to both. Right? There's two connections over here. Right? Now the Ran, right, seems to be that, you know, this idea of Breira means that we don't know. It's taken as if to say that there really is only one Zika. One Zika. It's not clear to us yet because the Zika is dependent on the follow up. Whoever follows up, then it was zokuk to him. When Mishum Hochi, the Ran says, "Afilu shneim en yuchel lahofer." On that, the Ran says like this: is that I'm saying, but still, by two yavam. On the contrary, she's really only zokuk to one. You just don't know which one. So let them both be mefer, and then you knock upon them. You know, the one she's zokuk to, taka made the hafaros. Then it should work.
And you're saying that. The Breira is going to go on the Zika, who she had the Zika to, and the Zika is what giving him the call to do the Afara.
Okay.
Is it possible to say, really, the Zika is on both of them, but the Zika isn't what gives the Koach Afara, it's the Ishus eventually that gives the Koach Afara. So when there's only one Yavam, and you know that the Ishus can only go to him, so he has the Koach Afara now.
But where is it coming from? Right? That, and I hear what you're saying. You're saying good. But you know, but where would it come from, right? If it doesn't lie in the Zika connection, so you know what's upcoming could only help us when it comes. Like, you know, how would it help me now? So that's why I was saying like that. If you could work out what you're saying, I would like to hear it like that. But right now, I don't see how that's going to work. Right.
Here's an example of what I was saying before.
Yeah.
That if you have the two nashim, so when you're talking about the breira, that would seem to kick in also.
It would seem to be that breira should apply to base nashim also, right?
Which means that you wouldn't be able to do hafara if there are two nashim and one yavam. And if it has to do with that an external party could break it, so there is no external party. But if it has to do with Yesh Breira Ein Breira, So then,
let's we have to see one more line, and then we'll get the full picture, and then we'll see whether what you're saying is correct or not.
When you had in Mimer, that line?
No. Before. Oh, okay, because what's the answer? The right now the Ran is saying like this is that the problem is Ein Breira. Ein Breira means that it's not clear who the Yavam is. So I can't let this person be Mefer, because you know we might find out he's not the Yavam. It's not going to work. So not Ran says 1 second, but still, so let them both be Mefer. And at least that way you'll know that the one that she's zokuk to taka made the hafaras, and then she work. So why doesn't that work? So the Ran, because it's not clear now, that's why even both. Why not? The kiven the bishas hafaros and ein borulon mihu isha. Since at the time the hafar, it's not clear who is taka the husband. Ein hafaros eklum hafar doesn't work. Why? The pasuk says, "Isha yikimenu, isha yifirenu." The beginning she yadu b'shas haforo. Exerts a kosum, a new idea that it has to be clear to us who the husband is b'shas the haforo. And if that means that even if theoretically the connection that we have is the right connection, but it's not clear who is the Bala connection, right? Who the husband is, that itself is the reason for the Hafor not to help. Alright? Let me just bring out an idea. As even if it's not Yavam oriented, it should come out. Right? Let's say one of two people was, you have a Sofa Kiddushin, right? Between two people, right? Was he Mekadesh or she was Mekadesh or whatever the basis of the Sofik is. Right? So you don't know who's the husband over here. Right? So even if both would be Mefer, it's not going to work. Even though you really you have someone who definitely has the power, there's an Oros over here. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? It's not going to work because it's Xer's cousin. Because you don't know. You don't know who the Oros is. Right? It's a new halacha. So what the Gemara is saying over here is that we're not missing in the power of Hafora intrinsically. There's a different problem over here, that it's not known to us who's the one who taka has that power. And the Din Hafora, and there's a condition in the Din Hafora that it has to be Isha Yifirenu, it has to be clear to us who the husband is at the time Hafora. And by a Yivam situation, it's never known to us till things happen. If you have more than one Yavam, who it's going to be. So this Gemara would seem to be saying that Rabbi Yeshua Shita, the chilul from one yavam into yavamim, is not that like we thought until now. Right? I thought in the Mishnah that we were saying something else. Right? In the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Kiva says it's yesh lachem reshuzbo, right? Which that definitely sounds like, you know, they're two yavamim, so she's mukosha to two people. But it sounds like that there are two zikas over here. She's okul to him and simultaneously she's okul to both. That Rabbi Kiva had said that the fact that she's okul to both, that in itself is an indication on the weakness of the connection. That's yesh lachem reshuzbo. And that Rabbi Shua said, yeah, I'm asking to you there, but you know, by one yavam, it's not like that, right? So it sounded like that the reason why two doesn't work is because, granted that there are two zikas, but the mere fact that there are two zikas itself is an indication on the weakness. According to the way the Ran is explaining Rabbi Shua Shita right now, that it's based on an Ein Breira. So I knew halacha over here. Really, that's what it sounds like over here, right? That there's only one zika, right? Which, you know, this is a difficult thing. It doesn't stem with a lot of things. but it would sound like there really is only one zika. And being that there's always only one zika, so there's never shav yesh lachem reshuzbo. Someone else is here. Right? To weaken that zika. No, she's only zoka to one. Granted, we don't know who it is. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Ein Breira, and the Gemara on Ein Breira is referring to Oxeris Akosov of Ishi Firena, that it has to be Borolonu Right? That's what the Ein Brera in this context means. It's not borer to us, it's not clear to us who the husband is, and that in itself is a missing condition in the Din Hafor. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Now, as I mentioned, that in the Gemara, it's not clear, really, that this is Rabbi Shua Shita. The Gemara first brings in the Ein Brera in Rabbi Lezer. Right? The Gemara says, I don't want to see Rabbi Lezer, because even if he were to hold Yesh Zikov on Ein Brera, as the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't really say it in Rabbi Shua. The Ran, and quite a lot of Rishonim also seem to understand it like that, but that's the basis of Rabbi Shua himself. So I would ask this as a question, let's say just within the walls of our daf over here. That I mean, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says something about Yesh Lachem Rishuzbo, right? Right, that's what he says in the Mishnah, right? By two Yevamin, you can't be made for because Yesh Lachem Rishuzbo. Yesh Lachem Rishuzbo, what does that mean? That's an indication on the weakness of a kinyan. That means, it sounds like she's calling to both, right? She's awkward to both. And the Gemara over here seems to be working as if she's not zokuk to both. She's only zokuk to one. And we don't know who that one is. Right? This seems to be a contradiction. Right? Is she zokuk to two, or is she zokuk to one, and you just don't know who she's zokuk to? Now, the Gemara is asking this as a kasha on Rabbi Lezer, right? Which makes it you know, even a little more difficult that. The Gemara is saying that he did Zika, but ain't Breira. Ain't Breira. So, we could ask this, you know, on 2 points, I think, over here, what the Gemara is asking. What I mean to ask is that, how does the Gemara know to assume these assumptions to ask the question on Rebbe Lezer? Point number one is, you know, this whole idea, the concept that she's really zokuk to one and we don't know who she's zokuk to. Maybe she's taka zokuk to both. Right? And if she's zokuk to both, then this whole idea of Ein Brera is not applicable. But even if it were to be, well, granted that she's that the Gemara holds that she's zokuk to one and we don't know who it is, but why can't we say that Lezer argues on this halacha? Is she finished? Even if this halacha, right? We're what's the source of this halacha? Where do we know this? And why is it postured to the Gemara that Rabbi Lezer has to hold of this halacha, right? You know, maybe instead of asking on him, maybe just take out that he doesn't agree with this.
Well, are we saying that Rabbi Lezer is schlugged up by this, or are we saying that?
No, we're saying we don't understand Rabbi Lezer's shita. We need an explanation on the shita because as it is, it can't be. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? We're not schlugging up a Lezer, but we're looking for an explanation, right? So what I was just asking over here, and let's just see, you know, that I mean the question that Gemara is asking on Rabbi Lezer is based on a psalocha of that you need to have the clarity at the time of the hafora. So we were just wondering, like, first of all, what's the basis to this? I mean, how does Gemara know this bechlal, like, such a halacha? And even if we have a basis to that, but is Rabbi Lezer mishuba to that? Maybe he just argues on that. He's a tana. I mean, you know, I mean, he could. Right? It sounds like from the Gemara that one or two things. Either that it's halacha, which is an accepted halacha, and we know that he doesn't argue, or akaponim, maybe the Gemara is really wants to know, do we need to say that Rebbe Lezer argues on this? That's where the Gemara is going. In other words, we don't know if a machlek is in this halacha. And of course, you know, if we're stuck, we could say, you know, Rebbe Lezer argues on it. Right? But the way the Gemara is approaching this is that since till now we don't know if a machlek is, so do we have to? Like Gemara Menachem says, Neme Ketanoi, right? This kind of thing, right? That do we have to create a machlekes about this, or we have a different direction, right, based on other things, without creating a machlekes on a point that we didn't know of, that there was a machlekes.
The Rebbe is saying, because the Gemara puts it to an akimta for Rebbe Lo, it shows that the shaila is accepted as a good shaila.
Yeah,
the Rebbe's asking that. Why can't we just say that? You know, I don't hold of it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's more like a Shatov Shailo over here. That the Gemara, right? Gemara is assuming that this is something that either he can't, or we don't want to make that he's arguing on, and therefore we're looking to understand what's the basis of Reb Lezer's shita by Beis Yevamim. By Beis Yevamim, Sakhtama, there should be a problem of Ein Breiru. Okay.
And is this, by the way, we had the question of Breira by Chatzerus. They said, oh, it's a different kind of Breira over there. There was a whole discussion back there.
Okay.
Because everybody said, we hold in Breira. I don't remember them bringing up, you know, mentioning this Gemara.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you see, it says Devar Pashat, that would you say that the Gemara, when the Gemara here takes it, Devar Pashat?
Yeah, this Breira, because the Gemara is really working as if Yesh Breira, meaning to say that we will find out retroactively who the husband was, right? Mm-hmm. So as far as that's concerned, it really should work. The Gemara is saying the problem is that retroactively is not enough. I need to know at the time. So, you know, if the Gemara is using a term of Ein Breira, but it's really working, you know, with like a Yesh Breira, right? Because if you could never, is that right? I'm just thinking that's even not what I'm saying now. Ein Breira. I can make him a monoshoch. I can make him a monoshoch. Okay, that's what I was saying. Maybe you have to think that through. But I was saying that even though Mar is using the word of Ein Breira, like you're saying, Ein Breira over here refers to the dinner of Nidorim, right? There has to be Boru B'shas Tafor. That's what the words Ein Breira over here mean.
Oh, and I was saying, someplace that this is like a specific Zeres HaKasav, and this,
right.
It's not
and the terms even of Gemara of, right, yeah, definitely, right. So, I mean, you're right.
I understood it differently. I understood that you needed to be Boru now, who's the Baal,
right.
If you would say Yesh Breira, because afterwards, eventually, there's going to be one Baal. We said Yesh Breira, then we would say, okay, even now we know that it's Barra, that it was this guy, and then we'll fulfill Ishia Kemeni Ishia Ferena. And if we don't say,
but
you know, if we hold in Breira, then it doesn't matter that we'll find out later. That doesn't go retroactive to be Mevarir now who it was, and therefore we're not Makayim Ishia Kemeni Ishia Ferena. Here you guys are maybe learning differently that this is maybe it's assuming Ein Breira of the normal situation.
Even if you say Yesh Breira of the normal situation, but retroactive is not enough. That's how I was understanding, right?
Okay, fine. Retroactive is not enough in this case because of the Gezeiras HaGazon.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Womazen. Okay, so we want to know that what is the basis of Reb Lezer's shita? How could it be that by Beis Yevamim a Yavam could be made for? Zotimor, there are two explanations of that. Zotimor Amar Rabami. Kigoyin she'asa b'maimer. So Rabami says, you're right. I'm asking to you, right? that you know, on the Zika stage, you know, you're not melting mefer by two yavamim. This that Releza says, and the machloikis exists in the Mishnah, whether by two yavamim there could be a hafara is referring. We need to do. There has to be more conditions over here. Something in addition had to happen in order that the yavam should be able to be mefer. Kigoyin shall also be maimer. Zotin gemara. We're talking about that one of the two did maimer, and that person who did maimer, he's the one that could be mefer. That's what we mean over here. Right?
Does that help?
Okay, and Zot Gemara, Blessed Sovla Kabe Shammai. Dami Mami Kanikin Yigomu. Zot Gemara, that, why does that help, right? Very good, right? As far as we're concerned, Mimer, like, you know, Din Rabbona maybe. How does that help us? Zot Gemara, Nochanami Avara. Blessed, he has to, his Mimer has to be something which is definitely, it's a deraisa dikidin. Zot Gemara, he was like Beishamai. Beishamai says, Maimer Koine Kinyin Gomer. Now, these words of Beishamai, Maimer Koine Kinyin Gomer, there's different understandings of what that means in the Gemara. But Akaponim, at this point, let's understand it according to this. What that means is that Koine Kinyin Gomer, now what Maimer is? Maimer is refers to maybe kiddusha yivama, meaning kesef, giving kesef in shtar. We know that the ikar din everyone holds yivama yavi aleha is bia ish, right? Yivama niknis be bia, and possibly beishamai shita is that she could be niknis not only with bia but with other forms also. Now,
durabon, right?
Oh no, the rice. This is the rice. Yeah, okay. This is the Raisa. Mm-hmm. Beishamai holds mid the Raisa. Now, the truth of the matter is like this, is that the Achronim discuss when this Maimel Beishamai definitely is kind of mid the Raisa. But what is the nature of this kinyan? And that brings us to think about as follows. That, Taken, why could a person, could a yavam be mekadish, make a kedushin? Granted that there's a yavam and yavam, but let's just put yidim aside, harem kedushesli. Right, let her be. Now, if she wouldn't, and on other circumstances, there's Nesh Zach over here, right? She's an Erva, so Kedushin is not Teufis. But since she felt she's fallen to Yibim, so the HSAch, you know, is Hutter Saivi, so shine, you know, so let him just go make a Kedushin. So could a simple Kedushin work on her or not? I mean, Lidi Dan, like we're saying, that, you know, that, Beishamai, Maimer is it in Rabbon? Why is it only Rabbon? Why isn't it Teufis Midiraisa? So,
according to everyone. I thought you were just saying according to Beishamai is going to Midiraisa.
Yes, so we're asking why doesn't everyone hold like that?
Oh,
right, and this will, and therefore this will help us understand, you know, in what context according to Beishamai is Koinim. So again, so we ask the question like this: is that granted that if you want to be Mekayim Mitzvos Yibum, there's only one way? Fine, okay, right? And Nechanami. But what we want to know is that why is it that according to everyone except from Beishamai, if a Yavam does Maimer gives Kesef or Shtar to a Yavama Midaraisa, it's not Koine. It's not going to accomplish anything. Why Taka not? That's what I want
to
know.
If she does it to a third party, it would be Kona, right? If we say that, you know, the Chayvi Labim are Kedushin are Tofes.
Primarily, right? There might be other halachas over here, but yeah, right? But primarily, it should work.
Right. I mean, the Rechiva does not hold that way, right? You get a problem there. Or if Yekiva Tata is going to hold that it's not going to hold, it's not going to be Tofis.
Kiva maybe, holds.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Because he holds the Kiddush Nizat Tofis B'chavi Lavin, right?
Yeah. I mean, but even what we're asking, even the Yavama herself, right? That's not going to the.
His question is, why should the Yavam be any worse than anybody else? If it's toe-face by other people, it should be toe-face by him also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, right. If I want to ask you like that, right. It's the Chayav Olam, so it couldn't be a
question. Maybe his last, but that's his question.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but putting Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't become a question, because even by a Cherem, it's not toe-face. I don't know how Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold on that. Of course, seemingly they don't hold the Rabbi Akiva. Mm-hmm. So it would be toe-face, and you have that question. But the Gemara doesn't seem to present the Machlokas that way, does it?
I mean, definitely not yet. Yeah, that's not. Right. And as even you know, I don't want to get involved, but there are stodim that everyone agrees that by Yivam Shok it's not Taifis, right? We had Loisia, right?
Loisia Shameis,
right? Yeah, right. But I can't follow him. But that definitely is only to someone else, right? But to the Yavam himself, why Taka isn't it Taifis? Right? So on that, I mean, there's a Rashi in Yavamis or in Kedusha, that says the following. It says that the heter on the Eishes Ach is a split heter. That means it's not like the Eishes Ach is totally off. The heter of Yibum allows Yibum to be chal. In other words, this concept of Yibum. If you still want to make a Kedushin, the Eishes Ach is still there. That's when it's going to prevent a Kedushin. You have to take the Yibum avenue. Right? That's what the Torah says. The Torah says that the Eishes Ach, right, will be removed. You know, in for a Yibum,
we could like the reason why we don't do Yibum nowadays is because you know, maybe you won't do it l'shma, right? So that's also mashma that.
Okay, I mean that's
only b'matol mitzvah does the Eishes Ach come off.
Okay. I don't know if that's really what we hold, but there's such a shita. There is such a shita like that. There is such a shita, tanoim like that, and maybe that's. Maybe what we're based on, or chayish for that, or to some degree, right? Okay.
So you're going to say that's what Beis Hillel holds. Beis Hillel holds you can only do it in the tzura that the Gemara that the Torah said by Yavama Yavala, and Beis Shammai holds.
Oh, so this is what I want to get to. So does Beis Shammai argue on this, and the Maimer Koenig Kinyin Gomer according to Beis Shammai is a Kedushin. That's really what it is. It's a simple Kedushin. Now, if that's what it is, then it'll be on the Arusa level, right? And let's say concerning whatever, you know.
I mean, that means no other brother can come at that point.
Definitely,
that's what
right.
Beis Shammai holds. Yeah. And there would be.
He wouldn't be Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. According to this sad, right? No, you made a Kedushin, fine, but this is not Mrs. Yibam.
No, but I'm saying at that point should be usher to the other brothers.
Right.
Korne Beis Shammai.
Right.
And there would be all the Isurim of an Arusa.
Yeah, right. All the Arayas and everything, right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. According to that understanding, that's what it'll be.
But I think he definitely thinks that with Maimar, right? I mean... Beis Shammai, right?
That's what we're talking about. Are we talking about Maimon?
Yeah. Right. So I'm really coming to say that according to this side, it might be less than another possibility. You know, it'll be that of an Arusa. Of course, you'll have all whatever Arusa gives you. But what I'm pointing out is it'll have the limitations of an Arusa compared to that of an Asua, let's say, right?
You mean the Maimon would have a...
Right. If Maimon Beis Shammai, what we're saying is it's koine midiraisa. What happened over here was that just the kedushin was made, right? Right. You know, so Beis Shammai holds that you know the Eishes Ach is off, and therefore you could make a kedushin and it's chal, but it's nothing to do with Yibam, right? It's just he made a kedushin. That's what it is. So fine, you know. As far as Norm is concerned, if that's where it's coming from, so you'll be made for like an arusa, right? That's all that will give you. Right at this point in the Gemara, right? The Gemara is understanding that it's yofer, it's kiknusa. So that's l'chare not going to work. So therefore, we come to the other possibility in Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai also agrees that in a even situation, there's Neshes Ach, so the regular Kiddushin avenue is blocked. That can't happen. And we're all talking in Yibum, that what is the way to accomplish a Kinyan Yibum, or that kind of mitzvah even. And according to Beis Shammai, possibly, that what Beis Shammai is saying, it's Kohen Kinyan Gomer, Beis Shammai holds that he argues on the Mishnah, Hayivom HaNiknis, not only Bebiya, but Hayivom HaNiknis, right, with Kesef Shtar and Biya, right? And it's mitam Yibum, Taka. Now, if that's the Pshat, so then it's very possible. Again, it doesn't necessarily have to be, but according to this Sardi Gemara, that's how we're going. So it'll work, just like if he's Kohen Bebiya, it's Ishtar L'Choldover, right? It has the din of a full Ishus, right? of that of an Asua. So too, Maimer will accomplish that, and that'll be good according to this, where the Gemara is going right now, that he's Mefer by himself.
I mean, that when the Gemara asks that Shaila of Maimer in Isuan Osa, or what's it? Chupa Osa or Irisan Osa?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's citing? Kaf Tes? No, I don't know.
This is us, right over here, on base. That's more by us, right?
Oh, it
brings the Gemara, right?
Oh, it brings the Gemara.
Right, that's really what the Gemara is saying, right? The Gemara is...
So, okay. How does the Gemara finish there? I can't remember. I looked it up and I don't remember.
Well, I mean, the Gemara, it's a question of how the Rav Mishnah. That's what it is. And it's, this is the Sakkah that we're referring to right now. That's really what that is. Gemara thought Yofer and the Mishnah means he's made for by himself. So, in as much as we're using Beis Shammai to the basis of Rav Elezer, and he's Mefer by himself, so that would tell us that the man Beis Shammai is Kiknusa. Right, that's what it is. It has the din of a full Kinyan, like that of a beer. And on that, the Gemara is Madcha, that when our Mishnah says Yofer, doesn't necessarily mean by himself. Maybe it's Yofer with the Av, and therefore there's no Rayak, because maybe really Man Beis Shammai is only kind of Karusa.
Yeah,
right? That's the Shach V'Tayra of the Gemara. Now, I was speaking like this, that if the Pshat in Beis Shammai is that you're making Stama Kedushin, right, and he holds that leave aside the parasha of Yibum, you could make a simple Kedushin, so definitely it's not going to be more than Aries, that's what it is, right? This understanding definitely is going to be that tzad, that Maimel Beis Shammai is Erisin Oysa. Right? The question is that the tzad of Beis Shammai that the other tzad that is with tzad Yibum, in that there could be possibly two tzadim also. Right? That if it's not mitam kiddushin, right? Let's say kiddushin can't be chal. Quanto to Shammai, in the parsha of Yibum, there is a concept of Maimer, so that's also possible to understand that in that, is that Maimer accomplishes the same thing like a beer, and it makes its Ishtar hold over, and therefore it's Kinesua, right? Just like a beer does, right? And the other side of the Gemara could possibly all, you know, it's going on this side also, that it's mitam yibum. However, but the Torah says yivam yavam yolda. That's the ikur din, and that accomplishes ishul holdover. Maimer doesn't accomplish the ishul hold as far as that's concerned. It gives her the status of an arusa.
Do you use the same kedushin form to do it, or do you have a special Yabama form to do Maimer? And the question is, does it accomplish a Nisuan or a Kiddushin?
Yeah, exactly.
What? You mask him to death.
Right. There's two stumps. What I was talking about is that is Mam Beishama, is that a regular Kedushin, or it's a form of Yibum? And it might produce less than that of a beer, but it's a Yibum concept, and therefore you got to use the Yibum form, not the Kedushin form.
What do you mean by that?
That means that according to Beishama,
what's a Yibum form look like in by Mimer? That's as opposed to. I understood
you're
this was saying, that you're saying the same
you're
words. Ariat Mekudeshesli.
No, you're not saying Mekudeshesli.
Isn't that what he's saying? Isn't that the Quran says it that way?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? I missed it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, let's see.
Maybe I'm wrong. You're saying that. There's a different words. There's a different nusach. That's the way you're understanding it.
Yeah. Right? Because it's not Kedushin which is happening over here. This is a Yibum idea.
In the next daf, Ami Kun Shasa B'Maimer, Shenotan La Kedushin, the Kedusha Yavim Hachi Mikru. You're saying it's still. He doesn't mean it. He still means with a Yibum with a Maimer form. Not a normal Kedushin form?
Well, let's say on the tzad that it's Nisun Oise, right? What would you, how would you understand what that is? Right? I mean, it's obviously not a regular Kedushin because you're accomplishing something different than the Kedushin accomplishes. And it's only because she's the Yavama, that's why it's accomplishing that.
Right? Yeah, that's the way I would have understood it.
Right, so what we're discussing is that even on the side of Eris and Eise, it's along that avenue. It's just the accomplishment of it is not the accomplishment of a beer. It's a smaller
on the Eris side.
It's on the side of Eris. It's a yibum de gahalacha because you can't make a kedushin. Working according to this thing. You have to be making a yibum, but it's what's coming out is that there are two levels of yibum, right? There's a yibum kinyan called maimer, which accomplishes only in erisin, and one could even taka be mistaken whether you mekayim mitzvah yibum with that, because bia creates more, right? Bia creates a level of nisun. But these are both kinyonim within the parasha of Yibum. And Yibum itself has two levels. That would be that understanding. So in the Gemara Shai, when the Gemara declares that Maran Beishamai Erisin Aisir Nesuin Aisir, so I think. Probably in the simpler way of understanding that they're both mitam yibum. I just like nisun definitely is mitam yibum. So erisin is also mitam yibum, and just that this form of kinyan creates a lower kinyan than bia does. That would be, the other side.
I mean, if it's nisun osa, you assume she gets all the dinin of a regular kishto l'chol davar.
I mean, I think regardless, I'm assuming you're referring to the Yibum concept, which means that you don't need chalitz anymore, right? So I think that would happen on both Dovim. Even if it's Eris and Oisa, when he wants to be Megarisha, I don't think he would need a chalitza also.
Okay, of course, but that's not what I.
So that's not, I meant
that's
to say,
not what I was saying.
You're talking.
No, so I was. Not, I'm saying.
No, that's what I was saying. I want to know. Are you referencing a Gemara in Yevamos, or that's own terminology?
I'm referencing the lesson of the Gemara for sure, but Ishtal Chol Davar is a whole is more than just
what is Ishtal Chol Davar.
Ishtal Chol Davar is even Kesu's own over.
That's not what the Gemara means. That's what I'm saying. I think it's your terminology. The Gemara over there says it's concerning Chalitza. Right? That's what the Gemara says, right? and something else. I forget right now. Right?
She needs a get. She'll need chalitza.
No, that she needs, that a get helps without, by itself, and she doesn't need a get and chalitza.
That's what you said. She needs a get, and she doesn't need a chalitza.
So, but that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about the difference between Eris and Nisun, I think.
Okay.
Right?
Fine. So
which is
what's
a valid
the,
thing.
What's the, fine. You're still saying, I mean, okay, let's come back. Fine. So take that back. What are your nafgim? Lahalacha, if it's Nisun Osa, what does that mean that he has to do in terms of the ceremony? And what does that mean, and what's the nafka mean as lahalacha? And if it's erisin osa, what does that mean for the ceremony? Is it the same ceremony?
If the av has to be made for the b'shutfas, I mean,
that might be one nafka mean. I want to know all the nafka mean.
All nafka means.
I want to know everything. I want to know what you're talking about.
I'm going to put it back into your plate. Whatever you know of the erisin and the suin, that applies to you.
But that's what I was understanding. And so you were saying not like that. You were saying it's only in the term of the yibum.
No, that's what I'm saying. I asked you if your terminology was coming from the Mora in Yevamos and I. That's what I meant. And I didn't think you were. You meant to say...
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay, fine. I'm taking that back. I hear your question on that. Yeah. What I'm understanding is that when it says erisin osa, that... He's making a regular kedushin. He's saying hariat mekudeshesli.
So the
Beis Shammai holds that works.
No, you're right. It's the same, but that's not necessarily so. The Gemara is talking about the accomplishment. The Gemara is not discussing how you do it.
Okay, and then hold on, and then what that accomplishes now all the isurim of Harrison. There's skila. There's he can be made with the father.
100%.
Okay,
masculine 100%.
Okay,
but
regular
how you do it. This means two things. Question is how you do it and what you accomplish.
I know, that's right. I want to know both. But it seems like you want to say that this is a special kind of an erison in the tour of Yevamos, and not that it accomplishes the regular halachas of which would be.
Not accomplishment. I'm not talking accomplishment. What are you doing?
Okay, good. So I also want to know that. Once you're saying that it accomplishes the regular things of an erusa,
right,
that she becomes a skila, mm-hmm, and all of those things.
Right.
So why wouldn't you just say it's the normal hariat mekudeshesli?
Because you can't. Just like according to Beis Hillel, you can't do it. Beis Shammai agrees that also. There's Nisa Eish Sachal over here. Beis Shammai doesn't argue on that. That's why it'll have to be in the line of Yivam.
But the Ran says he gives her money, right? So you're just saying it's different words? He still hands her money?
Right.
But he doesn't say Hariat Mekadeshesli. There's some other Nusach
that
nobody ever mentions what that Nusach is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Right? Because he agrees that one cannot be Mekadesh or Yivam. This is the Eishes Ach over here. Beis Shammai does not argue on that. Right? So wherever this idea came from, I don't even know what his mocker is. I don't know maybe you have to see the Gemara, right? Where he knows that there's such a thing. But it's not coming from the parish of Kiyigach Yishisha. That's not what it is. Because that he agrees... We're talking to Tzadmo Yaakovon. I'm saying, but according to this understanding, he agrees that kedushin can't be chal on a yevoma because she's an eshes ach. Right? There's no machlokes about that. Beis Shammai found somewhere in the parish of Yibum that one could do a mimer, right? And that's where he's coming from. So you're not making stam kedushin. You're making something kedusha yevoma. That's what that is. Something else, And that's what's happening over here. The accomplishment in the Chami is the same accomplishment as any Arusa. So we're not going to see from the accomplishment any difference. But exactly how you're doing this, are you just making a Kedushin to Alma, right? Is that what's happening over here? Or this is a specified Kedushin of a Yevama, right? That might be what this is. Because you can't make a Kedushin or Kedushin to Alma.
Would it be Shayach to talk about a Maimer Al-Yaday Bia? He has kavana to be kona mitzad maimer like a kedushin maimer.
So, but according to this, I don't think there is, right? Because right. You know that Yivam Yovelev, that's in the parasha of Yibam Bia is what it is. It's not you can't cut it down.
Be a question of whether you need kavana. Not sure you need a kavana for
You don't, right. That's the whole problem. So you wouldn't even, yeah. Wouldn't make any difference, right? And you probably can't, yeah, even if you try to limit it.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Abishol might be, I don't know what Abishol would say. He says, I'm doing this listeners.
So again, but would that be only, let's say, a technical problem?
With what conditions?
He wants to do a Maimer Ayuday Bia, so we have a technical problem that it's going to affect the Yibum, right? But there's no problem of doing a Maimer that way. It's just that
there's a catch 22. According to what we're saying right now, there is no such thing,
right?
Bia does what it does in Yibum and Kesef and Shtar do their thing.
Right.
You can't decide to do something else. Right? There's no such thing. Not just because technically it always revert into a in something else. Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
What about, so I know this is a little bit off topic. What about, by kedushin, what does a bia do? He does bia al yedi kedushin. I'm doing a bia's kedushin.
Right.
She's mekudeshet, but she's not yet nichnas l'reshuso. Or no, there we say she's even nichnas l'reshuso. Okay. I have a question. I'm not sure.
I think that it is so. I'm just trying to remember. There is a Gemara in Kedushin about that.
I think that she's not allowed to have future.
Like they're married or they're just engaged? That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I think they're married.
That's. Well, he's saying not like that.
Aisha Nichnas. Aisha Nichnas, the Kesh Shtar Bia. That's what Mishnah says, right? So it's the same accomplishment, all those three.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So also, there's so, again, he's not, he wouldn't be made for a loan.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's come back around over here. So the Gemara wanted to know what is the explanation of Rabbi Elazar Shita that by Beis Yevam you could be made for Zok the Gemara that it's only because Maimer was done. Rabbi Elazar holds like Beis Shammai that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer, which at this point of the Gemara means that it makes the level of Nisun, because the Gemara thinks that he's being made for by himself. Makes Nisun. Now, on the side that it makes Nisun, right, definitely it has to be a Yibum Dika concept, right? Because if he's just like being a Kaddisher, like off the side, just going off the road and from Yibum just making the Kedushin, they had it become a Nisun, right? So definitely, right, definitely on the side that according to Beis Shammai, that Maimer is Nisun, is it's Mitam Yibum. Right, and I think it would be just another option, copying the same thing as beer. His sources would tell him that even though the Torah says Yavami Yavi Aleh, but we have sources to say that in truth there are other options also that could accomplish that. And the parasha of Yibam itself, he'll be mekayim mitzvah Yibam even with that, possibly. That the mitzvah of Yibam is just to make a kniya, and the kniya options are the similar actions that one might do to mekayem shanisha, but in the yavama setting, these actions create an asun, a complete. Right?
I ask a crazy question. According to Beis Shammai, if he would do such a thing, and it's nesuin osa. And then he divorces her. Did he do the mitzvah? He never had a bia with her. He did a maimer which accomplishes a yibum, a nisuin. Then he divorces her. Did he do the mitzvah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So pretty much that is what we were back and forth on that. I mean, he definitely has the kniya. Does the mitzvah require the bia, or the mitzvah is the kniya? Right, that's a yivndika shaila.
Well, isn't right. Isn't in his mimer he says I intend to do the bia? With his mimer, he's intending to do that.
Not necessarily in Beis Shammai's mimer.
No.
Right. What you're saying sort of sounds like the tune of Beis Hillel's mimer, that it's a preparation, right?
Yeah,
you know, exactly. for to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's what you're doing.
Right.
But according to Shammai, this is it. This if you're holding the suan oisa, you know, it's possible that this is it. This is the yibam over here, right? You know, so whether the mitzvah is so this has to do with the shilas over there, right? in yibam, whether the mitzvah is the maisa be itself or the kniyah, the kinyan that's accomplished. On the side that Maimer is Nesu'un Oisa, so it has the same Kniya accomplishment as far as Kinyan is concerned. Mm-hmm. So if what we're really looking for as far as Kinyan HaMitzvah is the Kniya, so definitely the Mitzvah will be Niskayim with those other forms also, since they create the Kniya. If the Mitzvah is the Bia, you could still be Mistapik. According to Bishama, if he has sources in the Parsha that you could do Maimer, so are those sources for the Kiyum HaMitzvah or only sources for Kniyah? Right?
Okay.
I thought it said that he isn't Yotze the Mitzvah of Yibam with that.
Yeah, okay.
Because the whole opinion of Yibam is to Mekayim.
Right. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. Mekayim shame.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't remember where I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's just. Let's pull things together over here. Yeah? So, Akoponim, that's the basis.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, you found it?
I have to see what this is going on, but even Beis Shammai maintains that the performance of Maimer renders the Yavam a genuine wife whom the Yavam can discharge with a get without Chalitza, agrees that as long as the Yavam did not actually fulfill the mitzvah Yibam by cohabiting with the Yavama,
So that's the next yeah. next line in the Gemara, right? And that's right. So
yeah.
So that's not necessarily where we're standing right now.
Right. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But he's saying even according to that, the Beis Shammai would still be masking that the second Yavam's Kona?
That's the next, not Kona. We'll see. The next Yavam, he could do something to affect what the first Yavam did. That's the next line in the Gemara over here. Now it is. So the Gemara says that Reb Lezer's Shita is based on the fact that Maimer was done, and he holds like Beis Shammai that Maimer has a deraisadika ramification, and based on that, that's why it could be Mefer. So I would make the Cheshbin that the other Tanoim who argue on that, they don't hold like Beis Shammai, right? You know, simply, right? So, and as a matter of fact, So we have to reread the Mishnah over here, according to this, that Reb Lezer only met with Maimer. So now Rabbi Kiva comes along. Rabbi Kiva says, Reb Lezer makes his Kavach Haimer. I said the Gemara later on talks about how to fit into the Mishnah, but the Kavach Haimer that he would be making according to this. Should be an indication of what the mimer is going to accomplish. You have to think about how these two things are dependent on each other. He's making a kavul choymer, right? Madoch, you know, if a person goes on his own, he can make a kinyan which which will accomplish rights for hafara. So koshken ishin shiklam neshamayim. Now, according to what we're saying right now, it's not just based on that. That wouldn't help him. It's because he followed up with a mimer, right? So now that he made a mimer, so it's the mimer. Does the isha shiklam neshamayim have any bearing on this? Apparently it does, right? You know, that he would seem to be saying that this, that the mimer could give him rights to be mefer, is because it was preceded by Isha Shiklam HaShemayim, right? That's what the Kal V'Chomer Blessed would be saying according to this. He's making a Kal V'Chomer, right? I'm telling you why it should work.
But maybe that's only when there's two brothers.
Okay, so maybe you want to say maybe this Kal V'Chomer is only talking about when there's one, there's no mimer. But the Gemara doesn't really say like that. Okay, we'll have to see from the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara really has a difficulty with this line in the Mishnah based on Reb Ami, that now that he brought Maimer into the picture. Right? So, you know, if you want to say that this line was only referring to one Yavam, which is without Maimer, so the Gemara's question really wouldn't have a question, right? The Gemara on Omer Beis asks the question, according to Maimer, that Maimer was done, so he is doing something himself. So, you know, why are you making a Kal V'Chomer that, you know, by over there, you know, you had to do it. Over here, you don't have to do it, right? Over here, you are doing it, right? You need to do it. Right? That's the Gemara's question, right? Mm-hmm. So I see from that line in the Gemara that Rebbe Lezer, this Kal V'Chomer is not limited to the one Yavam without the Maimer, because if that was so, then the Mor wouldn't have any question. So the Mor understands that this line, this Kal V'Chomer that he's saying, is the Kal V'Chomer which addresses two Yavamin also, and he's making a Maimer, and that's why the Mor is bothered that, and he seems to be talking about that Isha Shiklam HaShemayim, there's no involvement in it.
And it would be even if there's one Yavam, that he need Maimer?
No, that's not where we were going. Oh, on the contrary, that he would be talking about two also. That's what we mean.
But is it two?
One does not need Maimer. What?
The question is it two or only when there's two?
Even or only?
Yeah.
Even. It would be an even. Right? What he's saying, you know. So what he's saying is applies well to one Yavam without Maimer, but the more is bothered because this is the basis of his whole Shita, which talks to two Yavaman also, and in two Yavaman there's a Maimer here. That's the Gemara on basis. Now, the next line, in Rabbi Akiva, right, we would have to also understand. Rabbi Akiva says that no, there is no Kal V'Chomer over here because Yesh Lachem Shuzbo, right? Right, that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying in the Mishnah, right? Now that the Gemara is going, that Rabbi Lezer, when he talked about Beis Yavamin, is only with a mimer, so is Rabbi Akiva really talking to Rabbi Lezer here? Right? But by two, when there's someone else over here, it's the Zika taka doesn't help me. Right? So there's someone else here in the Zika. But once you make the mimer is taka singular to one person. Right, there's not yesh la'achirin reshus bo. Okay, we'll see. Maybe he's referencing the next line in the Gemara. But this is a point that you know you got to put it back into the Mishnah. Once the Gemara explains that Rebbe Lezer by two yavamin is talking about, it's only with the accomplishment of a mimer, and only one has mimer. So what's Rebbe Akiva telling him that yesh la'achirin reshus bo? Mm-hmm, okay. Maybe we'll see it. Maybe we'll have to translate that with the next line in the Gemara by us, right? But what I was just doing over here is that an important process in learning a Gemara that it's referred to as in Yiddish terms as oisfirin, right? That, you know, whenever the Gemara, you know, translates something, it gives us new conditions, and you know, you gotta put it back. You gotta put it back into the mission, see how the Mishnah reads.
Work it out.
Right? Yeah. Right. Very good. Very good. Right? So that's just give you the direction. Okay. So now again. So what I would have said was that you know, Reb Elezer holds like Bishamai. No one else holds like Bishamai. So that's the basis of the Machlokes, right? So, you know, even according to Reb Elezer, Beis Yavama only works with a Maimer. And with Bishamai's Maimer, so if you don't hold like Bishamai, then, you know, even with a Maimer, you're not going to get anywhere, right? So. Now the Gemara says like this, Rabishua Omar Oimeloch, Hanemili Bechad Yavam, Aval Bishne Yavam in Loi, Mikomidi Dichi Osi Achui Osar Ale Bibio Ebegito Umeifer. Right, this is really what Shlomo was bringing. Now, what's Rabbi Yeshua saying? That's only by one yavam, but by shnei yavamin, not because mi kamidi. How is it possible that the other yavam is still in the picture? Because if the other yavam is ba'aleha, on the yavama, or gives her a get, then he asks her on the yavam. So that's an indication that the maimer koine kinyin gomer of Bishamai, whatever it is, but it didn't take the yavam, the other yavam, out of the picture. Now, what is Rabbi Yeshua doing over here? What is Rabbi Yeshua doing over here? Let me say, so definitely he's coming to argue in what Jesus Beis Shammai is, right? He's seems to talk now. Now, why he's doing this, right? I would have thought that. I mean, he doesn't have. He doesn't hold to hold Beis Shammai. So if you need to explain what Shua Shita is, like I said before, he doesn't hold Beis Shammai. Shammai, so the whole Maimon is irrelevant, right? Because Maimon is Rabbon. Maimon, you don't get anywhere, right? This that he's saying over here in Hanmili, right? Possibly he's speaking like Lidvorov. I personally don't hold like Beis Shammai. So that's my Shita. My Shita, you know, is Maimer doesn't do anything for you, right? That's why I argue. But even according to what you're saying, that you're based on Beis Shammai, let me tell you something. That Beis Shammai is not what you think Beis Shammai is, right? Right? Because I hold that according to Beis Shammai, if another brother would do bia or give a get, then he would ask her. So this is what Shlomo was saying. The akoponim, you know, things are not over here, right? We just have to deal with, you know, where are we standing? That another yavam is still in the picture. But this is what he was saying over, that according to this, that the mitzvah siyibim was not niskayim yet. Even according to Beis Shammai, that it's kanin kinyan gomer, however, the mitzvah siyibim was not niskayim yet till he's ba'aleha. And that's supposed to be explained why the other yavam is still here in the picture, and therefore what he does is chal to an extent that'll cause an iser to the yavam himself. Now, exactly how this works is a little complex, and I don't want to go into it because I don't really have it clear enough. I don't want to confuse everyone over here. But this much is what we're coming to say.
Right? We're still holding that it's Doraisa, and we're still holding Yisunosa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Bishu is talking, right, exactly, with all these assumptions over here. Now, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I have a hard time understanding that even if you say that he wasn't Mikhaim, the Mitzvah Zibum, but the Kniya L'chur should be that which pushed the Yavam out of the picture. We seem to be saying the way you were saying over, it has to do with the fact that the Mitzvah Zibum wasn't Niskayim yet. That I don't hear so good. Well, that till the Mitzvah Zibum is Niskayim, the other Yavam is still here. I would have thought that once you made a Kniya, right, which is Kiknusa, that itself, right, is the Yavam Abam's out of the picture. She's miyucha to him. Now, if it happens to be that the Mitzvah Siyivim requires a Maisa Bia, okay, fine. So, that wasn't done yet. But that shouldn't have any bearing on whether the Yavam is here or not. I would have thought that should have an indication you know, in the kniya itself, or weakness in the kniya to allow that the yavam should still be here. Okay, but I can tell you, I don't know the intricacies of this well enough to discuss this at this point.
So what we're saying is the mimer is very, very weak.
Akopanim, right? It's not as strong as you thought it was.
Right.
Let's say that. Because it's still kind of Kenyan Gomer. He's not arguing on Kiniri. He doesn't seem to be arguing on the Nisuin. On the Nisuin, I said.
I mean, right? but it gives a pircha to the Kal v'chomer, right?
It gives a pircha to the...
In other words, on one aspect, it's, you know, it's a Kenyan Min HaShemayim, but on the other hand, when you have, a Kenyan that you did on your own, no one else can interfere with it. And this one still has the ability for...
Okay. So Shlomo is really filling over what I was alluding to before, that when Rabbi Kiva says that Yesh Lachem Shuzba, so until this point, that everything was based on the Zika. So Yesh Lachem Shuzba means he also has a Zika, right? So that would be an indication that the whole Zika is weak. Mm-hmm. Right, but what we were asking is that at this point, the Blaz is based on the mimer, right? And he's the only one who has the mimer. Yena doesn't have the mimer. So Shlomo is saying that when the Gemara, when Rabbi Kiva says Yesh Lachem Rishus Bo, he's alluding to this halacha that Rabbi Shua is saying is that someone else could affect, right? He knows he's still in the parasha with this tefi that he could affect. You could ask her, right? Like the Gemara says, right? That by doing a bia or by doing a get, he could ask her. So that's yesh lachem reshus bo. That's what it means, right? Of course, the yavam aidei his mimer. Because in the mimer, you can't say yesh lachem reshus bo. That means that someone else is in that Kenyan mimer. That avana mimer is miyuchad. But what it means is that even after the mimer, someone is still here. Right.
But if the mimer affected not only Erison but also Nisuin,
okay.
Right? So then, if the other brother does a bia, isn't that
his bia is doing is just creating an iser? It's not really it's not being koinah for him.
It's not going koinah for him.
Right. When the second brother does the bia. He's not accomplishing for himself a yibum that now she's his wife. It's not what it's doing. No, you can't do that. Yeah. You can't do that.
Why? Because
in the chanukah she's calling to the other person.
But then he was mazan with an ashes ish.
Yeah.
So
he probably was.
So then he's high of.
But that's not really focusing on that. We're focusing on that. Ba'alma, if a person is ma'anis, let's say an eshesish, or an oynis, so she's not also to her husband, right?
Uh-huh.
In this scenario, because he's a yavam, so he could ask her. Right? That's what we're saying over here. It's an indication that his connection with her as orus is here, is still here.
And if the other brother is mizana with her, so she's still mutter to the first... To the one who did
mimer
with her?
No, we're saying not. That's what Bishu was saying. Right? Bishu was saying, right? Mi kamidi dichri osi achui osar alei bebiya. Right? He's answering. Right?
Oh. Because the second brother came, so now the first brother is osar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that would be, let's say, if someone was ma'anis, and they should going, right? So, but that's a... You know, there is an Easter.
Yeah, right. So I was trying to get around. If you're right, if the Yavam happens to be a Kohen, so then it's talking that she's also, anyways, the Easter Soita. So then it wouldn't be so much relevant. That's why I was just trying to bring out that, you know, this is where the Nafkamina would be. When you don't have the Easter Soita, this is specifically because he's a Yavam, you have this halacha here. Right. Yeah. Right. Where are we? Okay. I thought that we could get a little bit this and there's a last pilot that we missed last time. I was hoping to get it in now. But you have your shiur, right? But yeah, I hope you didn't miss it.
I don't think it's happening today.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think it's happening today, so I don't have to go.
Yeah. Okay. One second. So maybe we could try to just touch on a little bit. If that's okay, Shlomo, you're right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, no. So then you should go. You should go.
Okay. I think I'm okay.
Okay, let's just quickly talk a couple of minutes. Yeah, Zot Gemara, right? And the Gemara says an alternate explanation in Rabbi Elazar, and that's because of another Shitas Amiroim. Zot Gemara like this. Rabbi Lezer, the Omar, Maimel Beishamai, Inkoin, Elidchus, Bitsor, Maikul, Meimer. Okay, I'm not even going to go into that, but Zotimor, there's a man, the Omar, that says that according to Beishamai's Maimer, can't even do what we thought and what we discussed until now. Right? So, Maimel Beishamai is not going to be a basis for Hafor. Shine. Okay, so we need a new Terence. Right? Zolta Gemara as follows. Hocham asking on Shnoma Bedin. Shnoma Bimschaev lo Mizoinis. Ukrev Pinchas Mishmedirov no Makoni. That's all that's Baili Hinu Deris. Zolta Gemara, another explanation in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that how could it be that by Beis Yevomin there's a Din Hafor? Zolta Gemara, because we're talking about the following situation. Like mentioned before, I think the Gemara is cash on. On Rebbe Lezer's understanding tells us that as is, there's no way of understanding that Rebbe Lezer by Beis Yevomin can be made for. There got to be more to the picture over here. So Zot Gemara, you know what the addition to the story over here is as follows. The halacha is like this. Now let's say Inisha falls to Yevon, and fine, okay, you know, so she wants to, proceed with life over here. She's sort of stuck over here, right? She's Yevoma, she's also Lashuk, and she's waiting, you know. So if she sees that things are taking a while, and you know the yavam is not really in a rush, so she could be ma'ibed him bedin that he should have to either yibim mechalitza, decide what you want, you know, either yibim mechalitza. Now, in the event that she was ma'ibed him bedin,
this is after a ma'imer, right?
This is no without. I'm going without a ma'imer. The round is without a ma'imer. Right, this is without a mimer.
What's without a mimer?
This is without a mimer. Right, this halacha is without a mimer. We don't need a mimer over here for this. And so she was mimer him bedin, and he was borach. Right, this is the gifts of Saran, but that's kipshutei what this means over here. He's not agreeing to his obligation over here. He's leaving her stranded, over stuck, you know it is.
So there's two Yavam, or one Yavam?
Two.
How does she sue one, how does she sue this one and not that one?
So you could either use your imagination, or we could say that since the Goldul Shubah Achim is the one who's the responsible position, she went to him.
Or she can go to both, no?
You have a problem of who's going to be made for it.
I don't think you could have this on both. I don't think that a mother within could be to both. I thought you just want to know, you know, how did it let each one should say, don't come to me, come to him. How did it happen? Right? So that's what I was telling you, you either use your imagination, why she only went to one, the other person's not around, wherever it is, or the Golden Shabbat.
The other person was...
Let's say the Beis Din does it, she goes to the Gadol of them, and yeah. She sues, and now he's paying. Does that mean is he the only one now that can do Yibum?
Yeah, not Yibum. Hafor, you mean Yibum? Even Yibum?
Well, we're saying Aldas Baila. Aldas Baila means that she's expecting to be married to this guy because she's eating from his shulchan. It's not just not just saying she's eating from a random person's shulchan that she's not expecting to be married from. That we already had a pirchan that.
So 1 second. So that we'll have to see if that. Is what it's based on. is the Aldas Baila based on the fact that she is expecting that he's going to be miyabim her?
I mean, isn't that what the Ran said back here? That if a random person would be feeding her, you wouldn't say Aldas Baila, Aldas.
No, you're right. You're right. But are we referring to the follow-up or are we referring to the current connection? That he's feeding her b'teres yavam, but in the pre-stage of yavam, not in the final stage of yavam.
If she still knows that one of the other brothers, he just happens to have the chiyuv to feed because he's the oldest. Let's just even say it works that way. Okay? But still, that doesn't mean anything. It could be the younger brother's going to be my baal. Is she going to be noderes aldas baila?
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think that nesvam necessarily means the eventual baal. It means the current situation. That means he is feeding her right now, as far as some kind of ishus dika connection. That's what it is. He's not. You know, this is not welfare. This is yavam. Yavam is a connection to yavam. So his chiv mizainis.
Okay, and if he's made for a neder now, and it turns out really the younger brother ends up doing it,
right.
It's still mufer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the aldas baila is the fact that she's accepting mizainis for someone who's there's an ishus dika connection over here. Now, even if at the end of the day he ends up doing chalitza, right? Or like you're saying, maybe he just gives, you know, steps aside and allows a different brother to do yibum, even in your situation. But at the time, that's what the yachas was, and that's why she's nederes aldaita, because she's receiving support from him in the context of ishus of some form of husband. That's how I would understand what this halacha is.
All right. Okay. I know you want to discuss Aldas Baila, so... Okay.
Yeah. But you really touched on that, and then the truth of the matter is that there's takatut stodim in the Ran before. Right? It's done in the Ran before. The Ran brings the Yeshua Imrim, right, at the first sheet in the Ran, that there are those who learn from this idea that anyone, taka, who would be give mizainis, right? Ika de yalf mehochot mishenoda das chaveiro hereza yocho vahater nidroi, or actually even without mizainis, right? As long as you make an aldaita. Yeah. So, but like this, but you touched on a point also that it seems to be Shana Shana whether we're working with the Mimer also or not. Oh. In the Ran, I think it's clear in the Ran that we're not working with the Mimer, right? We don't need the Mimer over here, and you know that might be also part of the issue over here, that based on like you're saying from the Ran before that she's nederes al daita only in as much as the mizaynus is coming from an ishus dika connection. So the question would be, to what level, right? Is the zika enough to create that al daita, or you need the mimer? So even and therefore, even if mimer taka would be drabonon, right? Because it's not the mimer which is giving, it's just a way of her being nederes al daita. So since mimer definitely is a ishus dika concept, so that will create the nederes al daita according to other shittas of shayim. I think maybe the rosh is mavur like that. Yeah. Okay. But I told you I wasn't going to hold you, right? So we sort of alluded to the zachin over here, right? The ram before. Right, and right, what you have over here, and the machloikis. But let's just speak this out, right? Which is right according to along these lines. Now that we're saying that Rebbe Lezer Shita Beis Yavamin is talking about when the Yavam was on the Schreibim Zaynis, it's based on Rav Pinchas. the Ikar Shita Rav Pinchas is doesn't seem to be machloikis. So then, what is the machloikis in the Mishnah over here? So Machlokes Mishnah will be exactly this idea over here. That by a Yavam, whatever you have by a Yavam, that it could be that Yavam you don't have, as we had before in the Sugis before, that if you have some kind of a kiddushin, maybe even a kiddushin drabonon. The sugi before was handling. If you have issues, a real issues, or then that could be the basis of the nederes al daite. But the other tanoim and not sugi hold that if the whole issues over here is not more that of the connection of a yavam is not better than anyone else, and therefore she's not nederes al daite. So again, in the levels of what conditions creates the nederes al daite. That'll be the machlokes over here. Blazer holds that you have the nederes al daite, and that's why the Yavam has a din hafara, and the other Tanaim will hold that this situation is cholok than that of before. The man speaks this out over here. That and therefore these conditions are not conditions which will create the nederes al daite, and that's why they won't be able to be made for. Right?
Okay. It's interesting, just the wizard. In the run back here, it says that, there seems to be this question. If you have a svara of Rav Pinchas, what do you need the Torah to come and tell me that he can be mefer, the Baal can be mefer,
mm-hmm.
if you have a svara of Pinchas? So the run back here, right, he answers, Inach Inami. It was the Torah gave him the Rishus because of the svara.
Right.
And there's a Tosfos elsewhere. Rav Elchanan brings it down.
Yeah.
It's indeed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Tosfos says a little bit fakert. He seems to say that because the Torah gave him the reshus of Hafara, so now even in cases where he doesn't have Hafara, but women get a little confused in the halacha, and she thinks that he does have the reshus. I mean, I'm not saying exactly
okay,
the way
Tosfos
doesn't say women get confused. It says that she'll think because by most women the husband can be mefer, even in cases where he really can't be mefer, she'll think he can, and therefore he does it al dasbayla. It's like a little bit fakir. I mean, which came first? Did the svara come first and the Torah gave because of the svara, or the Torah came first and the svara is because she gets a little confused from it?
Right.
It's a little chicken and egg.
Right.